Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Swag. Good. Mm-hmm. Laura Stiles, good morning, lady.
Good morning.
Shiny Culture, good morning, my man.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Laura Stiles, what they talking about in these streets? What they really, really talking about in these streets?
I mean, yo, can I get a good morning?
Good morning. I mean, this isn't your normal awaking hour. You know what I mean? Good morning, Rosenberg.
Oh, hey, good morning, bud. I've been here listening to Shawnee blast music in the Q speaker for 10 minutes. We're having a good time.
It's Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? We at the top of the trends right now. My people. Mm-hmm. But you know, on the first day of Black History Month, most of what I saw on at least social media was just people being like, I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, Eddie Black. And I'm black, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And just posting, like, memes and funny moments. Now, there was some real, you know what I mean, quotes put up, like, a people without the knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots.
Marcus Garvey.
Come on, fam.
Bars.
You know what I mean? So there's knowledge getting posted, but there's definitely comedy if you follow the hashtag Black History. You know black people going to make something funny.
Oh, for sure.
You know it's going to be some jokes. Laura, what they talking about in the streets? What they talking about?
I was just talking to Rosenberg before you got on. There's some drama that I'll cover. I guess Trey Songz and Jacquees got into a physical altercation. Bro, Trey Songz allegedly pulled out like 5 of Jacquees' dreads.
Well, I mean, if they was really fighting, then, you know.
Yeah, but I was just, I had to stop and think about how painful that must have been.
I mean, when I had locks and I got into a fight, you definitely don't feel it in the fight.
Oh.
Unless it's like it's yanked from the root.
Well, the picture, because Jacquees posted, and I'll give you more details coming up, flashing lights, but, bro, that's what it looks like.
Shawnee, when you had locks, you ever got into a fight?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but nobody ever pulled my jets out.
Oh my God.
I got jumped. I got jumped by like 3 dudes.
Ugh.
And I had one. Horrible. And then the other dudes was like trying to pull me off, kicking me and all that. And a few of my locks got yanked. I don't remember feeling it until like, obviously, when your adrenaline go down, you're like, oh, ow.
Right. Ouch. It's the first thing people go for. Like,
yeah.
You know,
it doesn't play great though.
Oh, but yeah, you was pulling hair? Bitch, yeah, yes.
It doesn't look, especially for Trey Songz, who's had a rough few years. And let's be honest, I think, just being realistic, we're all past giving Trey the benefit of the doubt on things. It doesn't play great.
Nah, I mean, just you get, well, how about this? Trey Songz is like, I ain't gonna hold you. He gotta be like almost pushing 6 feet tall. Jacquees is like 5'6".
Right.
Bro.
Right.
And I'm not even exaggerating. That's like, I don't even, so either they was really, really, Jacquees was really on some like, let's get it popping, or, you know, I'd have to hear how this actually played out.
All right. So I'll give you more details later on, but ugh.
That's the biggest story is.
Well, that's the, yeah.
R&B dudes fighting?
I mean, what else would it be? Come on, it's just Thursday.
I don't know. You know, today's Groundhog Day. We find out if Punxsutawney Phil about to see his shadow.
Oh, okay.
Y'all don't believe in that?
No.
Wait. One more thing that we're going to talk about.
Huh?
Justin Timberlake was getting shady on stage.
Yo, being that was spicy. The other day, yeah. And Britney had a retort.
Bro. Mm-hmm.
I think I got Justin for congrats at 7:20.
Yo, throwback beef is sometimes my favorite beef. I ain't gonna hold you. I like Kobe beef. I like Wagyu. But that throwback, beef, it's really out here.
Again, doesn't play great. Again, not reading the room great.
Right.
Yo,
but
guys,
a lot of people are going heel, man. I think that's the 2024. A lot of people are like, you know what? I'm tired of trying to please everybody. It's what it is. You know what I mean? I'm seeing it. It's a reoccurring theme. Nikki's been heel. Mm. Cat Williams went heel. He just spazzed on everybody. Now you got JT on stage talking greasy. Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else is up? Well, let's get into the game that lives up to its name all the time. It's Laura Never Loses. You know what I mean? We got Ryan Heather. and Heather and Ryan. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. I'm so excited. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Hey. Are you excited to talk to us or just because it's Friday or a combo?
I think just because it's y'all.
All right now. Hey. Well, welcome to the program. Where are you headed, Heather? What are you doing?
I'm going to work.
Do you want to tell us what you do? Is it nefarious?
Sure,
is what
specialist.
You do nefarious? Oh, okay.
You're what?
I'm a twin specialist, a nanny that specializes in twins.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful.
That's cool.
What part of the tri-state are you in?
I'm in the Bronx.
In the Bronx. So, yo, if you're out there and you got twins on the way, maybe Heather's the person for you.
That's right.
That's right.
I didn't even know a twin specialist was a thing. Because Heather, you know I'm a doula, right?
Oh, God, Heather. Don't.
He's lying.
What?
Delivering babies.
I delivered a baby, and I followed, and I did a good job, and I made, and I did such a good job that the mother of the baby I delivered became a doula. So that makes me a doula.
No, it doesn't work like that.
It's not through osmosis.
There's a lot of taxicab doulas out here. Then
there is. There is. There's a lot of taxi drivers. We got Ryan on the line.
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
We blessed, man.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm on my way dropping the kids off to school right now. I'm out hurt from work right now, but last night I was at the Garden, man. The Knicks rocking right now.
Yo, listen, bro. Last night was a movie, wasn't it?
Movie, big bro. Movie, man.
Yo, that's...
Let's go Knicks.
Wait, Rosenberg, that's back to 10 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a win at home without Julius Randle.
That's correct.
That's a big fact.
And they may not have Julius Randle back until when?
They're going to reevaluate in a couple weeks. So it could be a month. It could be a while.
Damn it, man. But still, at last night, I mean, it's the Pacers. They're decent, though. They'll get you. They'll get you.
They're a very good team. Yeah. That's a big win at home to get. Big win.
Yeah, man. Heather, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
Laura.
All right. Yo, it feels real good to be a Knicks fan, man. I got to tell you, bro.
Oh, gosh.
It feels good. Yo, Ryan, man, shout to the Knicks faithful, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? 60 seconds on the clock. That's Johnny right. with the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never.
Never.
All right, here we go.
Go.
Who took a photographer's phone?
Ebro. Kanye West.
And yelled terrible questions. That is correct. How many seasons were in The Sopranos?
Ebro.
Ebro.
It was 8 seasons.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
No, it was like 6.
6 is correct. Tie game. Who did Shannon Sharp say?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Shannon Sharp said that. We said a bunch of
3.
Stuff.
2.
I'm going to go with Beyonce. Beyonce don't shake it up like...
You can't move the needle like Taylor Swift. Wow. Okay. Which TV show was often called...
Ebro. That would be...
2.
Good Time. 1.
Incorrect. Was often called the show about nothing.
Oh, that's Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Tie game. Which rapper went on the GMAs to announce Ebro?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Her tour, that's correct. What is Shakespeare's longest play? Ebro.
Shakespeare's longest
3,
play.
2. Mm. 1.
Othello.
Incorrect. Oh. Laura Styles, you can tie the game with this.
Hamlet.
Hamlet is correct. Ooh. Wow. Tie game on a Friday.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You guys are on point. All right. Okay. All right. What is the best selling book of all time?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The Bible.
Yeah.
that guy is a
yes.
winner. Ebro wins.
Hey!
Dang. Knew that one.
The yeah. game that lives up to its name except when... it don't.
Ah, yeah! Shut up.
A grito for all my people. Yo, listen, man.
Sorry, Mama. We're almost there.
Yo, look, Heather.
Love you, Heather.
Heather, man. We love you. You deserve all the love. You're doing great. You're doing God's work out here. You know what I'm saying? Take care of twins.
Thank you. I love y'all, too.
A specialist that takes care of twins?
You know it.
Amazing. Ryan, though, you're the big winner today because we did it, baby. For you and the kids. Hey, for you and the family in the car. What did he win, Laura Stiles?
Oh, he got tickets to the Invesco Triple Q Legacy Classic HBCU College Basketball in Newark, February 3rd.
It's going down. Yo, shout to Michael B. Jordan. He's always a big supporter of that. Shout to my bro Rich Kleiman, also a supporter of that. It's going down in Newark. Hang on, man. We got to get some info. Heather, have a great day on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, man, I'll give you the details on the story. Jacquees claims that Trey Songz attacked him and pulled out his dreads. We'll talk about it coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
You have a... You know what I mean? It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We got a sunshiny weekend ahead. How y'all feel?
Hello.
Hello, yellow. What we talking about? Let me see. I'm thinking, based on this forecast, well... There's a 7% chance of rain right now, though. But after that clears up and gets through the day, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all sun. Now, it does get down in the 20s, and the highs are in the mid to low 40s. But it's sun, and we'll take it. So happy weekend, happy Friday, and let's get to Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
So I guess it was a big fight between Trey Songz and Jacquees. So Jacquees shared via Instagram that Trey Songz allegedly, I mean, he's showing, pulled out his dreads at a club in Dubai. It was like five of them that he showed. And he basically said, I mean, look, there's a lot of cursing in this caption. But he says he claims it was over some girls. But, yeah, it doesn't look good. Well, it doesn't look good.
Wait, fighting over girls?
That's what Jacquees is, you know, caption basically is trying to say. Is a lot of bitches thrown around, you know what I mean? You know. But so, then he definitely calls him a rapist.
Oh.
That's not what you want. I mean, and he also says, for as long as Trey is ever trying to play anywhere from Atlanta to Florida, he's going to have a problem.
Mm. Oh, wow. He put the no-fly order up. No-fly zone on it.
Florida, the Carolinas, Atlanta, all of it. He said they will be there ready.
Wow. So Jacquees is calling in the cavalry.
Yeah.
They're going to ride on it, slide on it. Mm. And this is all over girls?
I mean, that's what it seems like in the caption, but I guess we'll find out more. But
well, because the thing with all the drama that Trey Songz has had over mostly girls, you would think that why are you still out here fighting over girls? You know what I'm saying?
You would think, but, you know. But in other news, guess who was being shady on stage?
Oh.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. I mean, he was performing. You remember, we talked about his show that he was having in New York. And he went on stage. And right before he did Cry Me a River, he goes on stage. Look, the audio is not that great. So I'll just tell you what he said. He tells the crowd, I'd like to take this opportunity to... apologize to absolutely effing nobody. And everybody's like,
I mean, he knew what he was doing. I told Rosenberg, like I told you, people are turning heel. This is him being like, yo, I don't give a damn. I'm riding out. Guns blazing. But this was already, I thought they would, like, Britney had tweeted, like, you know, I love Justin's new song and I love blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Yeah.
But now, did you see where Britney responded here?
Yes. Then she had a response. It was like, someone told me someone was talking ish about me in the streets. Do you want me to bring it to court, or will you go home crying to your mom like you did last time? I'm not sorry.
Oh, man. Let's get it cracking.
Oh, messy.
I told you guys I felt a little bad for Justin when the book came out. But this is not reading the room well. This is...
It was unnecessary.
That's an unforced error.
Yeah, just go be great, put on a good show. People love you for what you do.
But why can't he speak his truth? Why can't he tell everybody else get to say how they feel in their books and do all type of stuff? Why he can't say how he feel?
He can.
He did.
But ain't gonna play great.
Well, so, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he's not worried about that.
Well,
I mean, obviously.
I guess not.
All right, listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing. Playing this Justin Timberlake. Run it. We got new Justin Timberlakes. I'm supporting.
That's your flashing lights report.
That was a great flashing lights report, too.
You really brought it. You brought it.
Well, not only that, but it was balanced. It wasn't just black on black crime. It was white on white crime. You know what I'm saying? It was balanced.
That is how you view every segment of every show.
God. It's got to have balance. Wow. Gotta have balance. The white people be going through stuff too. Don't just be talking about the black folks. You know what I'm saying? See, bro, Laura Rosenberg coming up. Congratulations. You played yourself. It's on the way. Ride or die. Curved. It's all happening. And it's Freedom Friday. So that means the phone lines is constantly open for you to just spew whatever venom or love or thoughts or questions. Whatever. It's your freedom.
It's America. It's America.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yeah. Ooh. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, happy Friday. We here, man. Let's get it popping, man. Zing. You know, it's Freedom Friday, and you can call up at any time. You can get online, ask any questions, say anything. It's your freedom. It's America. You know what I mean? America. Now, just like freedom in America, Freedom Friday, you can say whatever you want. But if it's loose, you get as consequences. You might get banged on. You know what I'm saying?
Consequences for your freedom is what you're saying.
That's right. But you could do it. It just might be some repercussions.
Yeah, but in these days, people consider that getting canceled.
Ooh.
Hey. Getting canceled.
I mean, but you didn't go to jail. You're not going to jail.
Nah, it's canceled, Ebro. Even if nothing changed and you're back on the same platform the next day, you got canceled.
Did you? That's a button. That makes no sense.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
How'd you get canceled if I'm still talking to you? Or hearing from you? Or seeing
you? You're asking too many questions. I don't know the answer. Yeah. That's what they say.
Is canceled just sit down for a little while? Is that what that means?
Not even. Literally just people were offended. If people didn't like what you said and talked about it, you've now been canceled.
Well, that's definitely not what canceled is.
Because
canceled would mean a deletion of sorts. It would mean you weren't there. You're gone. You're never to be heard from again.
So you would think.
Like, if I cancel a subscription, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want an email from you. But guess what? I still get an email from you. Because I can't even cancel subscriptions. You notice that? That's a thing now, too. Have you ever tried to unsubscribe from an email? Good luck with that.
Bro,
I hit unsubscribe. Why are you still emailing me?
I'm trying to figure that part out. I was unsubscribed so many times, yet you still in my inbox.
Oh, how about this? Trying to cancel one of your online subscriptions to a TV service?
No.
The depths you have to go to, guys, and then the amount of times I found out I was still subscribed?
Hit the button.
Congratulations. It's pretty crazy.
You played yourself.
I'll say that the best cancellation situation is if you get your, for at least for me so far, is getting my subscription through my Apple, you know, through my phone, the Apple Pay.
Yes, because that is the best way.
Because then in there, it says all your subscriptions. And when you cancel that joint,
you see it. It has the date. It gives you
the date is canceled, and boom. And I also have the Apple card. You know there's an actual credit card.
Yeah. Yep.
So all of that works in concert. So I think I got it figured out. But it took all of that for me to actually cancel a subscription.
Yeah, that is the best way to do it. But if you right now haven't checked in a long time, like how many different things you're subscribed to, I guarantee you're going to get hit with this. Guarantee.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
When I went through recently, bro, I saw things I had no idea I was paying for. And not cheap. Not just ones that were like $10 a month.
I'm talking about the $75, $69.99 joint.
Yes. I was throwing away hundreds of dollars a year.
Mm.
Because you just don't realize what you're still subscribed to. Hit the button on me. Go do it.
Congratulations.
It is an activity. Yeah. You and your partner, go through with credit card bills. Go through all your stuff because you will be like, wait, what? Hulu? When did we have Hulu?
Well, and also, too, sometimes they don't even help you out, right? So you got these bundles now. Hulu got a bundle. This one got a bundle. That one got a bundle. Well, if y'all got a bundle and I got all of the subscriptions, bundle it up for me. Nah, you got to go... cancel, add bundles. You gotta, because they'll hit you with a double dip.
Go to the Paramount Plus website. Then go to the Showtime website. Then go here. Then they're like, oh, you can't do it on your phone. Please go to our website. It is the old school jux that they get you with.
Yeah, nah, they hitting it. Laura, what you got today?
Congratulations. You played
yourself. So I had seen this this video of a woman that went viral for indecent exposure on an airplane. Now, you know, there's always, I don't know what happens to people.
Is this a lady in Jamaica that was in the airport taking her clothes off screaming?
No, but that was crazy. No, this is a woman in Philadelphia. Her name is Dulce Huerta. 60-year-old woman was arrested and charged with interference with flight crew members, indecent exposure, assault.
No, Dulce.
I guess she was sipping. She had a couple drinks on the flight, decided to get up. I had to use the bathroom, but... they were landing and they were like, yo, you can't use the bathroom right now. You have to just wait till we land. She decided to start cursing at everybody, pushing flight attendants, and then just pulled her pants down in front of everybody and squatted and made it seem as if she was going to use the bathroom. Why do you think that? I just don't understand. Why do people decide to act up on airplanes?
I think people forget that they call alcohol spirits, don't they?
They do.
Because, you know, you get to drinking them spirits, you're going to see some spirits come out you. And not the ones you want. Man. Not the good ones, the bad ones.
That's a fact.
You hit the button, bro. Crazy. Some of y'all got to chill.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got up on a Friday morning?
Oh, man. All right. Uh-oh. Well,
here we go.
Two different people that I have two very different relationships with.
All right.
Okay. Number one, my guy. I love the guy. I really do. And the new Justin Timberlake song, Selfish, is hard. Had a great performance on SNL last week. Big up yourself. I got to hit him with the button for his little, like, shade that he threw at Britney at the show this week.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Do we have the audio of it, Shani? I think we have the audio of it, too.
Yeah, we do. It's not great, but...
Is it not great? Is it short? Yeah, is it at least short if it's not great? What do you got, Shani?
Let's see.
Go ahead. Go play.
Yeah, there was. That was terrible. Well, hit the button for that.
Relative to audio we played on this show in the past, I might put that in the top percentile.
That's up there. That's up there.
Yeah, I could hear it at least. Yeah, he said, I want to take this moment before he performed Cry Me a River, which everyone knows is a Britney Spears. He said, I want to take this time to apologize to absolutely nobody. And it's just, to me, it's just, it's not needed.
But it's also... Brittany
just apologized. She put out a comment January 29th, 4 days ago, right beforehand, apologizing to the people that she offended in her book. And she put up a picture of him performing Selfish and said, I love this song. And every time I see him and Jimmy Fallon together, I just laugh. So she clearly tried to take a step away from some of the things in her book, which had been really negative towards him. Mm. I probably would have just let sleeping dogs lie there, guys. I don't think, and we all know Britney's not in the best mental space based on what we see on social media.
That's an understatement. That was the understatement of the morning.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Exactly. We've all seen her dancing with knives. It just, I love JT. It just seemed like a moment where someone should have been like, nah, man, don't bring it up. Just keep it moving, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, remember, there might have been a little tightness because when he put out his song Selfish, I don't know if you guys saw this, the next day, hardcore Britney fans all ran up her song Selfish, which is years old. They ran it up the charts and put it ahead of Timberlake's song.
So, is he trolling her or her fans or both? Let's say both.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he got affected by the trolling of the fans, but that wasn't her doing that. That was just fan. Listen, I get it. I get having feelings. I'm sure that book situation put a lot of drama back in Justin's life that he did not feel like dealing with. But I think it's, you got to hit the button. I would have just left this alone. It just doesn't play great.
You played yourself.
Speaking of doesn't play great and thinking about the charts, guys, Nicki Minaj is bigging up Ben Shapiro, the right wing rap hating lunatic.
What?
I don't know if you guys saw that.
I was surprised when I saw it.
Yesterday, Nicki Minaj was tweeting, wait till y'all see what Ben Shapiro's spitting on the song Facts. Y'all are going to be amazed when you hear, yo, Ben Shapiro? The guy who's actually talked badly about Nicki and about hip-hop and doesn't consider hip-hop music and is a right-winger who props up white supremacists and literally embarrasses me to be a Jewish man. Because I swear that guy wakes up every day and intentionally puts on a nerdy voice. No one naturally speaks like this every time they talk, but he speaks like this every single time he talks to emphasize how smart he is. That's who you bigged up, and when you look into it, she supposedly did it, guys, so it would keep Megan Thee Stallion's song from being number one. Huh? This is the song itself, the lyrics to the song itself are anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ, anti-quote wokeness.
Yo, listen, congrats. It's the big congrats right here.
And Nicki bigged it up. And it's the number one song in the country. It did keep Hiss out of the number one spot.
Yo, you can't be so emphatic about, well, I guess you can, and it's happening, right? So I guess it's happening. But you're so focused on what you're going through that you are exalting a white supremacist. It's wild, bro. And I mean, we keep seeing it, but it's a button. Hit the button. It's sad, man. It's sad.
And that's the number one song in America, bro. That song, Facts, featuring Ben Shapiro.
No, it is? Where?
I'm looking right now on the top songs on the Apple charts. Overall songs.
Well, the funny part is, Hiss was already number one yesterday. The charts change every day.
Right. It's every day. So I don't know what it'll be for the week. This is the iTunes chart. Maybe it's different on Apple
Music. Oh, that's iTunes. Yeah, no, that's not streaming. Ain't nobody streaming that. That's right, iTunes.
These are the lunatics who go out and buy it. They're like, they went out.
And by the way, that's like, to be number one on the iTunes chart, you're talking about 50,000 people or something.
But what does it say on the Apple Music chart? Can you see what's number one?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Global. Hiss is number one.
All right, what's number two?
Red Rum, 21 Savage.
All right. Is Ben Shapiro even up there?
No.
Streaming, not even up there. And where's Bigfoot?
Bigfoot is number three.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, and Bigfoot was number one a few days ago.
Either way, bigging up Ben Shapiro gets you this baton right here.
Baton.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up.
Playing yourself.
Playing yourself.
Playing yourself.
He is the worst.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
More importantly, today after 9 o'clock, a full sit down went down. That's right. Me, my brother, Shawnee Culture. Shout out to... Charles Coleman and my man Tremaine from MSNBC. They're doing a special on Sunday, 9 p.m. It's called Black Men in America. They went around the country and interviewed black men about voting. about who they're voting for, what's swaying their votes, what they're interested in. And we have a really, really, really great conversation. Starts at 9 o'clock today about voting and black men in America. So make sure you lock in. Right now, though, we're also taking your calls if you want to get on this Freedom Friday. You can say whatever you feel. You can say whatever you want.
Oh,
you can get on the line. We got DJ John pulling up soon. It's
That's
all
birthday,
going
John.
Down. See bro in the morning.
Yes. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Good morning, people. Ebro Lauren Rosenberg, fam. Yeah. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free on a Friday. It's supposed to be some rain happening right now, but as the day goes on, the rain subsides. Maybe some peak at some sun today, but tomorrow the sun is out full-fledged. But it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. You know, it's still February, so everybody just chill. Happy Black History Month. Shani.
Yo.
You don't have a black fag ready, do you?
Not at the moment, no.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Not at this very second, no.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we can think about it for a second.
We can think about it for a second.
Yo, Sean, this song is a black fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what he's trying to say.
Sean, he should have pulled up. And you have the sample of this loaded up in the system right now from yesterday when you played it 2 days ago on Whitish Wednesday.
That's
We're
right.
going to hit him with the boom pip.
But the boom pip?
You know what I'm saying?
Instead of the boom pip?
Nah, it's the boom pip, son.
It's the boom pip.
It was sitting right there for you, Shawnee. You got to...
Yo, you got to lock in, Shawnee.
Yeah,
it's Black History Month, man. You know what I'm saying? It's day two. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Hey, DJ John is on the way.
Original Tings.
All right, who's the artist, Sean?
This artist is, what's his name again?
Leon Haywood, man.
Leon Haywood.
Yo, if you're going to do the and black fact, can you
Great clothes, Shawnee, and that's a black fact.
Leon Haywood, salute the God who has affected hip-hop for many years.
And what's the name of the song?
I want to do something freaky to you.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So do your history, ladies and gentlemen. Salute the great Leon Haywood.
Yeah. All right, it's John time. Let's do it.
Birthday John.
It's birthday.
Johnny.
It's birthday.
Birthday.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Birthday John.
John, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm feeling great.
John got the birthday balloons behind him.
Yo, John's loved, man. Happy birthday, John. Loved.
John, you had to go buy those balloons yourself?
Yep.
Quick John went out, got the balloons. He was like, look, it's going to look like my birthday. Damn it.
John, happy birthday.
John. I just got the birthday cupcake handed to me just a little while ago. So, yeah, I'm posting.
But you got one? You only got one cupcake?
Well, they made it for me. My family made it for me.
They went, no. They made one cupcake.
Yep.
They made one individual.
I've never even heard of that before.
Right.
It's not real. No way.
No, they had to make a batch of cupcakes.
Yes.
You only made one
cupcake? They made a few. He only got one.
Yeah. Trying to help you out,
John. What flavor?
I think it's just regular vanilla or the regular cupcake. I don't know what
Put a candle in that joint, bro.
The regular
cupcake. I literally just blew out the candles.
This is a fail, bro. You don't know the flavor of the cupcake. They only made one cupcake.
You didn't really go buy the balloons, did you?
Hold on, I'm going to eat it.
All right. We don't need you
taking
eating.
Taking a bite.
John, based on your physique, we know you eat. We don't need you eating on the air, bro.
I'm sorry.
We're good.
He has frosting all over his face.
That's
We're good, man.
Hey,
We're
yo.
Good. Hey, yo, John, if someone calls right now and stumps you with a question, what can they win?
Oh, we've been talking about this guy all day. Justin Timberlake tickets happening for the Forget Tomorrow World Tour, June 25th, MSG. You'll be in the building. You know, tickets on sale today, actually. So it's made hot by Live Nation, baby.
All right, baby.
All right, baby. Shirley's on line three. Shirley. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good, TGIF.
TGIF is a fact, Shirley. Shirley, you got a question to stump DJ John for these Justin Timberlake tickets?
Sure do.
All right, let's go.
All right, so who was the originator of Black History Month?
The originator of Black History Month?
Yeah, it actually started as Black History Week.
That's right.
Week. Mm-hmm.
Week or month? Okay.
No, started as a week and turned into a month.
I could have used this.
Damn.
Deshaunty, write this down. This could be next week's Black Fact.
Yeah, his,
You don't know this off the top, Juanito?
I'm going to say God, yo. God did it.
God.
God did.
God did.
God did. Hey, that's the same. Hey, yo, that was safe, bro. That was safe.
God.
His name is. Go ahead, Shirley. You can say it.
Cardi G Woodson.
That's right. Carter G. Woodson.
Same. I thought you said Cardi B. I was like, no, I think it was
Cardi B. Cardi B. Cardi B. Cardi B. Woodson. No, Carter G. Woodson. And I'm black and I'm black and I'm black, y'all.
Yes, yes.
Shirley, thank you got you tickets to see Justin Timberlake.
Woo!
Yo, is it crazy? We talking about Black History Month and giving away tickets to see a white guy do R&B.
Well, you know. He's black History black Month.
Yo, no, that's crazy.
No, he not. But it's love. It's all love. We like it. Shirley, hang on. We'll get you a Justin Timberlake tickets.
Thank you so much, guys. Love the show.
Facts. We love you. And we love you. Hey.
This one
sure is hard. It's one of this might be something.
Hey.
KJT.
And I can't wait to get you home.
Yo, look, man. Yo, y'all know what drops today, bro. Those Apple Vision Pro. Bruh.
What is
you
that?
Ain't, yo,
they look
listen.
Crazy.
Yo, bruh. It's a whole, yo, man. The Apple Vision Pro is like basically, it's basically almost like glasses that you could put on. But it's a whole vision, so, what's that called? Like a,
it's like the virtual glasses.
Yeah, like the VR
goggles.
Like, Shawnee, if you're not in your phone enough, now you can basically live inside your phone. You know what I mean?
Well, is this good?
Well, no, it's ill because you can like on a plane. This is where it's fire. On a plane, when you're watching a movie,
I mean,
bruh,
yeah. If the if the airlines incorporated it, that's dope.
You could just have it saved.
No, you just buy your own, bro. What are you talking about? Why would the airlines give you nothing? You seen them headphones the airlines give you? Imagine them giving you this. Yeah, right.
The airlines barely want to give you water for free, bro.
Yeah, like what you talking about, bro?
Ebro, how different is it from the Oculus glasses?
Oh, it's not even in the same conversation.
Wow, because those are fire, so I could imagine these.
Nah, the Vision Pro is a whole other experience. But they go up at the Apple Store today. They go on sale today, so you can cop them today. But it's definitely a high end product. It's not regular degular folk type product.
It's up
how
there.
Much are these things?
They're like $3,000, bro.
I'm gonna have to wait a couple years till that price go down.
Yo,
did they come out with the Apple Vision, not Pro?
The Apple Vision Unpro? Nah, that Unpros, don't exist. The Unpro ain't out here. Just the Pro.
Yo, there's going to be mad people, though, checking them out at the Apple Store, though, because they sound crazy.
I bet you they sell out.
No, they're going to sell
out.
They're going to sell out.
They're going to sell out, for sure. But, yo, the visual experience, and then when you put the headphones with it, like you have the headphones plus that on, it's like you're in a whole other planet, bro. It's crazy.
It's over.
It's real crazy. Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on. Usher sat down with Shannon Sharp on his Club Shay Shay podcast and told a story yesterday No, I told a story that I saw yesterday moving around about how he was almost in a super group with Jay-Z, Pharrell, and Diddy. Check this out.
Jay-Z, Pharrell, Diddy.
Damn, Usher!
And me was supposed to be a group. Yeah, that's crazy. Damn. Yeah, you're going to hate me for that. I know. Yeah.
Why did you say no?
I didn't say no.
You didn't say yeah?
I didn't say yeah.
You said yeah on the record, but you didn't say yeah to that.
I think we all got caught up in a moment. We was talking about it, having secret meetings about it. We were talking about music and how we going to flip it and the business of it. And somehow, man, we just got distracted, and it never happened. That's the one that I actually wish would have happened.
Right.
Is there a movie or something that I was supposed to be a part of?
Yes.
A collaboration. David Geffen reached out to me to be in Dreamgirls. Yeah, man, it just didn't happen. And I think everybody hit me about this joint, too. I had Eddie Murphy hit me. Man, Brandy hit me.
So Usher basically just ran down all the things that never happened.
Pretty much.
And now, yeah, listen, man, you know what? I can't do it.
What?
I can't do it. Well, because, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
Right.
I love the guy. I love the guy.
Who? Which guy? There's two guys.
I love Shay Shay. But number one, it's just hard for me to hear what the standard is if you're like a celebrity from the outside world who's not a broadcaster, what you could get away with as the broadcaster. Shay Shay now is going to be the spot that people just go to tell whatever stories they feel like telling because he's removed from it. And all he's going to do is go, man, really?
Right, because he's not close enough to entertainment to know how these things work. Is
right.
What you're saying.
Yeah, and the standard's now been set. Cat Williams showed up and did 3 hours of making things up and made history.
Hey, don't let the Cat Williams hive hear you calling him making stuff up. They coming for you, son.
It wasn't all
everything a lie. Cat Williams said was a fact.
That's right.
It's what they don't want you
saying
to
saying it based on facts.
No, we need Johnny. We play the first second of it again, though.
And of course, you media types don't want it to be real because all y'all do is spew what the left wing has paid you to spew.
Right. Spread propaganda.
You're a paid Democrat op, and here you are hating on Cat Williams and Club Shay Shay.
I love Shannon. I do. It's just a lot.
Well, no, what's a lot is you need to get right to it. Most people would rather go sit down with somebody. Well, let me not say most people. Some of these celebs would rather go sit down with somebody, A, as fresh and new, right? We've been around. We're like furniture. We've been around 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
B, isn't really going to challenge them on anything. It's just going to give them the floor to do what they want to do. They don't want to be challenged, bro. What are you talking about?
But we do need a drop of that damn Usher at the beginning. That might
damn
be fun.
Usher.
We need
Jay-Z, Pharrell, Diddy.
Damn Usher.
And me.
We need that. Uncle Shay Shay. I'm happy for him, man. I'm really happy
like
for him.
He seems like a great guy. I'm not.
Well, the other thing I'm happy for too is to see the shakeup in the podcast world, right? Because everybody, whenever a new shiny new podcast, a new toy come around and get hot for a second, all the other podcasts start to tighten up and start beefing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to say.
But this week in podcast news, if you want to see something different that's unique, watching Joe Budden and his co-host. I believe it was him and Ish full on have a screaming fight about sleeping with a girl. Like that's
Joe didn't sleep with her. He just kissed her.
Yo, but hearing two friends legitimately screaming fight over the way they handle the same chicks, I give credit for good content where it's due.
That was great.
That was entertaining.
Great. It was good.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:03. A high of 46 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, look, man, coming up Freedom Friday. The phone line's open. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel on a Friday. What?
Nothing.
What now?
I'll tell you
what
else you got? No, I'm going to tell you something in a little bit. I've noticed something you've been saying.
Say what you want to say. Feel what you want to feel.
Yeah, I'll give you my feedback in a moment. You don't realize what you've done, but I'm going to tell you.
Is it good? Did I do something good?
It's good. Freedom Friday. Freedom Friday.
Plus gurus. And remember, at 9 o'clock, myself, Shawnee Culture, MSNBC's own Charles and Tremaine hosting a show 9 p.m. on Sunday night, Black Men in America, Road to 2024. Lock in 9 a.m. That's happening. And everything up till then. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Happy Friday.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Say whatever you want, man. Line six, let's go to Queen B. Not Queen P. One of our phone files says Queen B. Queen B, good morning. It's Freedom Friday. Say what you want to say.
Yes, good morning.
Ask what you want to ask. What you got?
Oh, no, I got to say what I got to say. God bless everyone. And if nobody says that they love you, the Queen Bean loves you from Peekskill. And stay true to who you are. Because you got to be who you are for you, baby.
Thank you, Queen B. We love you for that.
Positive vibes.
Oh, so positive.
I love y'all, too. You know, I can't wait. I hope y'all are going to be at that Drake concert. Y'all gave me tickets last month. I can't wait to see y'all, you know?
Okay.
I can't wait.
Well,
I hope I
get some tickets to a Drake concert too, because guess what? OVO ain't lacing me up with nothing.
Yeah, LLJ, cool.
Yeah, that's a big fan.
You know what? You can meet me there and you can come with me. I got that second ticket.
Wow.
What a beautiful spirit. Thank you for your call, Queen B.
I appreciate y'all. Have a good
peace.
Day.
Have a great day.
Love
Let's
that
go to
energy.
Line four, Shiny Culture. Freedom Friday. Ask anything, say anything. I don't mind a Freedom Friday fight.
No.
I don't have a problem with the Freedom Friday fights. We got Presley. Presley, you got to air something out. You got to say something. You feeling something? What's happening?
I do feel some type of way with these supermarkets. Every time I forget my bag, they charge me $1 for it. Like, if I got like 20 of them, why can't I go and take it back? Give me another $20 back.
Wait, what? You want to start recycling the bags and bring the bags back to the store for a refund on your money?
Yeah, come on, why not? They're charging me $1.50 for it, you know what I mean? Give me at least $1.50 back.
$1 seems like a lot.
Nah, I've been in the store.
Supermarket charges like 20 cents.
Nah, bro. It depends on the type of bag, Laura.
Well, you have a choice, right? You can get the paper ones or you can get the durable ones that you're supposed to bring.
Nah, bro. When you at the Target, I dare you to forget your bag. They're going to hit you for like
$3. It was crazy.
You got big pocket.
Bruh. Thank you, Presley.
Yo, you're ready. Yo, good luck. Yo, shout out to my boy, Ben.
There it is.
You listening.
Love, bro. Freedom Friday is on. We taking your call. Freedom Friday is on. We taking your call. All right, Brittany's up. It sounds like she's at her store or something. It's Freedom Friday. Brittany, what you doing today? What you talking about?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. What you want to say?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say, like, first off, I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning. Yo, get me through my mornings. I have a CBD business called Nice CBD.
Okay.
I just wanted to shout out my company.
Shout out to your company. Say the name one more time.
Nice CBD. You can find us at Nice CBD. Yep.
Nice CBD.
Nice _ CBD on Instagram. And then Nice CBD at HealthyLiving.com.
Do you guys know if she's saying dice, nice, or night?
Sounds like nice.
Nice, N-I-C-E.
Oh, okay, there it
nice.
Is.
Yeah,
there
I'm looking
is.
At it right now. Nice _CBD. Plants over pills. Yeah, we see you.
I'm a CBD guy. I put Shawnee on in them CBDs, too, man. Them CBDs got you right, Shawnee Culture.
What you mean?
But
I'm definitely plants over pills.
Ebro, I know that you got, like, you know, you just had your surgery. I want to send y'all some lotions and stuff. I make some really good pain relief creams that's all organic. So it's just like icy hot, but not one chemical in it.
Juanito says he needs some for sleeping purposes.
Beautiful.
Oh, I got that, too. I got everything. Got what you need. Everything holistic, baby.
There it is.
There you
Brittany,
go. Everything's holistic,
over.
Baby.
Freedom Friday. You can say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. Go to Steven online, too. Steven.
Are you making it the intro song to In Living Color?
What? Say what you want to say.
You feel
can
how you say want to feel. What you want.
In Living Color. Yo, Steven, say what you want to say. Do what you want to do.
In Living Color.
Hello?
Hey, Steven, it's Freedom Friday. It's your freedom. It's America.
Yes, it's America. God bless America.
What would you like to say?
Shout out to Nicki Minaj and to Ben Shapiro for hitting number one.
Oh, wow.
That's what you wanted to do with your Freedom Friday?
And I want to hear what makes you so excited about both of them.
Well, I'm not excited. I'm just...
So you're an effing liar. You're a troll. Get off my line. You
damn. Oh, my. Is it freedom for us, too?
You just up here trolling. Get out of here.
No, because everybody gets mad at, like, Nicki's fans for what her fans did to, like, Megan. But you just right now was saying about Britney Spears fans that it's okay or it's not her fans. It's not really Nicki Minaj. It's her fans, the Barb.
Huh?
I don't know what they do at all.
Huh?
You're just confusing a bunch of stories into one. That's sometimes what happens when people get their freedom. You realize that they can't put together cogent thoughts to make sense because you're confusing the story from the other day. Just whatever. Let's keep it moving.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
The fact that we just talked about Nicki and the Ben Shapiro thing earlier, he's now mixing that in with Nicki Minaj's fans and the Megan's mom's cemetery. He's just, Ebro, we always talk about this.
Is he just talking about crazy fans?
Yeah, but I guess he's saying that we gave someone the benefit of the doubt that we didn't
give Nicki. Well, Shapiro's a white supremacist. Let's just keep it 1,000. That's why I wanted bro off the line. So you calling up here to big up a white supremacist. Now, Nicki played herself. We gave her the congrats for just trying to big it up because all she cared about was trying to help the song beat Megan Thee Stallion. That's what you reported earlier.
That's what they're saying. Otherwise, I can't find any other reason she'd be bigging up Ben Shapiro, so I thought that did sound like the likely reason. That's the only thing that can make sense.
Hit the button again, man. Hit the button, bro. What are we doing, man?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Michael's Freedom Friday. What you want to say, man?
Oh. Hey, good morning, y'all. Love you guys.
Love, bro.
I have a question for Rosenberg, to get his opinion. How do you feel about WWE going to Netflix next year?
January 25, Netflix? I love it. I think it's an amazing decision. I know more people. Let me put it this way. WWE's been on cable for a long time, and at this stage in my life, I don't know about you, Michael, I know way more people who have Netflix than cable.
Wow. True.
Yeah, but it's like... I mean, I know they have the option of leaving 5 years, but I call it that's not going to happen. So does this mean that I can no longer DVR my shows? Because I come from work late. I like to watch them.
Well, wait, hold on. Michael, thank you for the call. Thanks, you don't know how Michael. Netflix works, bro? It's going to be, it'll be live on, it'll when it starts in January 25, my guess is it'll be live on whatever night they decide to do it, and then it'll be sitting there on Netflix, like everything else on Netflix. You'll be able to watch it back later.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch it on demand. You don't need a DVR. He may not be up to the time on Netflix.
He's like, wait a second, but what about my VCR?
Yo, but what about,
because I have it set.
Yo, but my TiVo, remember TiVo? He was still doing TiVo?
Yo, man, RIP TiVo.
Yeah. R.I.P. TiVo.
It had a run.
Yo, let's go to line 5. Gail, want to say what you want to say, feel what you want to feel. Gail, what you want to say?
Hello.
Hello, Gail. Good morning. You're on Freedom Friday.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk about how this whole Palestine and Israel thing is affecting, like, the young people. I'm a mom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's like, my daughter comes to me, and she's, like, really upset by how everything is happening in Palestine.
Uh-huh.
And it's I could tell, like, she starts crying. She's really affected. You know, she's young. She's, like, 20 years old, and it's, like...
She never seen nothing like this.
No, never. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what can I say to her to, like, just... I don't know. Just help her, because she's really, like, going through it with this.
Well, I think it's the first moment of her adult awakening. Many of us, you know, mine was in, like, you know, unfortunately, I had one in, like, 1990. You know what I'm saying? When another incident happened in Israel, you know, or when you talk about the Iraq war, or when you go back and you look at the Kuwait war, there's, like, been all of these instances, and then you start to understand that these aren't the people, this is the governments. It's the business of governments, and it's the business of elites and a-holes, sometimes racists and white supremacists. And so, you know, I think in this same situation, it's an opportunity for her to tap into what's real. If she's really affected by this, to tap into really what's going on in politics around the world and understand what's really the cause behind this. Because this isn't an isolated incident, what's happening. It's been going on.
Is she upset because of the United States' involvement? Like, is that the part that's really hurting her? Or is it just seeing people, you know, being slaughtered?
You know, it's the videos that she sees. It's, like, all of that. And also, it's the U.S. involvement, because she just doesn't understand, like, why they can't see that
you know, what Palestine is going through and why they're on Israel's side like this.
Well, because they've invested a gazillion dollars in Israel for a strategic location in the Middle East since 1940, whatever. And they want Israel to be powerful there, so they have a strategic location. That's on some real political business side of things. But on the other side of it, she needs to wake up and understand that this country we live in, it's not what it's been marketed to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she tells me, good morning. She tells me that all the time, you know, she tells me that. But it's like, she just really is like, just, I guess, getting jaded and, you know, she's talking about she wants to leave the country. And
Another piece here that's important. First of all, obviously, it sounds like she has a good heart. And we certainly all here understand the awakening of realizing that America is a lie in a lot of ways. But Ebro, then there is this other element of the algorithm of TikTok and Reels.
Thank you.
And Gail, sometimes another piece is going to be, yes, doing the research, but also getting her to put down the phone every once in a while. Because once you start living in your algorithm of that's all you see, bro, you could become a crazy person who cannot separate. Because you're going to be dealing with horrible geopolitical things your entire life. That is just going
to
be a fact.
Well, and maybe that's where her passion is. Maybe that's the space she wants to stay in. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because there's definitely people who make that their life. You know, whether it's through humanitarian work or, you know, through some other thing. Or maybe, to your point, maybe she needs to put a phone down.
Yeah, just every once in a while, give yourself a little bit of a mental break to live other parts of your life. Because you could live in this 24/7.
Freedom Friday.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Our email, send us your problems. We are here to solve. Shiny Culture Burns.
That's right. Let us cleanse the energy. Zen.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there.
We really need a leader of breathing exercises.
Yes, we're zenning, Ebro. We are zenning.
Zen.
Focus, my guru brother.
My zen has only gotten better since I went to the 3000 concert the other night. More capable since I've felt the flutes. Hey, yo. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. All right, I'm a 39-year-old female. I'm single and, wait for it, Shawnee.
Uh-oh.
Dating.
Yo. Bumba
Clyde.
Whoever this emailer is knows what dating is.
Yo, man. I ain't know.
I've had my share of dating experiences, relationships, and situationships.
Mm-hmm. See?
Sometimes I find myself questioning, when is it okay to go deep? Meaning, if after dating for 4.5 months and depth is not really progressing, is that indicative of a lack of interest? I'm a person that craves depth and connection. Even if I know they're not my person, that's okay. But after a while, like, I still want to talk about more than just how was your day, you know?
That's right.
But sometimes I feel that's wrong or like it's not my place to ask for that. And then, since that exchange isn't happening, I can internalize it to be a lack of interest or emotional availability. I'm understanding we're all different, but sometimes it's hard to not personalize. And so my feelings do get hurt. Story time. I was dating a guy, super nice, attracted to each other, only dating each other. But the being present or being intentional in asking questions to get to know each other more wasn't really happening. Just mostly surface. Being present is a part of developing with someone. But he was frequently often busy every time we'd video or phone chat. He wouldn't look at me. And I'd look at the side of his face. Sometimes, okay, I get it. I'm not unreasonable. But intentionality in our time, I think, warrants value, too. Let me tell you one thing. This lady likes to talk.
Man, no wonder you're having problems dating.
That's why he doing other things when y'all doing FaceTime.
Woo! Oh, with this, everything else dating-wise was great. So I vulnerably presented my thoughts about it to him. I led with curiosity to understand him. First, do you notice? Why do you think this is happening? Do you like me? Is 1 hour out of 7 days a lot of intentional time? And was met with, I'm just very busy, but I'm sorry. I hear you. I understand. I'll do better. No depth or real explanation, but okay,
oh,
I guess.
Come on, lady. Nobody wants to date a dissertationist. You know what I'm saying? I hate people. Yo, man, and I've dated people like this before, man. You want to make everything a goddamn school project.
Listen. Go.
Exhausting, man. Nobody don't want to be in that.
To make a long story short, conversation didn't go well. I'm skipping ahead, guys, because I can't read a full dissertation. Skipping ahead. After our convo, 3 days later, back to the side of his face, back to the same rushed conversations, I lost it. Upset, crying, leaving paragraphs of text and long audios.
Paragraphs of text. You can't be leaving no paragraphs.
I felt like a cup carrying these feelings just spilled.
Come on.
My life. I said I needed space. I'm tired of feeling like this, and it's obvious you'll do better without me anyway.
I will.
I 100% lost my composure. In my moment of spilling, he left me. His text response in that moment, he has nothing more to say. And agrees for it to be over.
Yes, he does.
Which he definitely had a right to do as well, because to be fair, I did say I needed space because of feeling this way so often. So a few days later, I initiated an apology for my part and proposed we talk, not text. Hear each other out. Clear the air now that we're calm.
Coming. He's not coming.
And give respect to each other and our dating history
that
should have been on the day of our last interaction, even if we continue our separate ways. He indifferently declined.
That's right.
I guess now I feel punished for expressing my needs. My patience with him over and over was not reciprocated. After one ineffective moment I had, was I unreasonable for wanting more depth and his presence or intentionality when it's our time? Was it just a lack of interest? Is that only a request?
Yo, is this over or nah, bro?
Like, I'm trying to navigate these waters, gurus, help.
Bro, so many syllables, I can't even keep up. Yo,
look at all these syllables.
There's so many. They got everything in here.
I'm sorry, but
it's like a library.
That's it.
Sincerely yours, Encyclopedia.
Wait,
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yo, man, that dude ran for the hills, man, in the nicest way he could figure out how to get out of there, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, and by the way, I've been there. Where they do all this crying and all of this, and let's go our separate ways. This ain't working out. You're like, cool, I'm out. Woo. Clean.
That was
a week later, they want to come up and we should have. Bruh, you not getting me into a date on my calendar to sit across the table and have me act like I want to do this with you. Right. I don't. Let's keep it pushing.
Right. Yeah. Was there a question?
They need help navigating these waters.
I turned my face away,
stop.
I felt like, dude, I don't even know what just happened.
Yo, when you
I need help navigating the waters.
How long
ocean.
Did they date for, Rosenberg?
A few months.
You was doing all this in a few months. So the dude is thinking, if you're doing this after a few months, let's call it five, what are you going to be doing in 5 years?
Yeah.
That's where our minds go.
Facts.
But what about the intentionality?
Intentionality's new.
Just a little bit overwhelmed. Just a bit overwhelmed.
It's too much too soon, guys. Yeah. It's too much too soon. And by the way, everybody you date is not trying to be your bestie off top. Don't you have friends? and other people you have a rhythm and cadence of sharing with so that you don't have to dump all of your emotions on this person you've only known for 5 months?
I feel like she needs to join like a book club or something.
That's what I was going to say. You need to go to the library.
She needs a therapist too. She needs somebody to talk to.
That's who she needs. You know, somebody's good. She needs to pay somebody to listen to her talk.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
No, that is not nice what you just said.
I'm just saying, bro. It hurt my soul.
No, it is the best. It might be the best advice ever given on this program. Right. Many of y'all need to hire and pay someone to talk to. Facts. Because dumping all of this on your family, friends, and whoever you
partners,
date, bruh.
Radio hosts. We didn't deserve that either. I want you present and intentional.
Oh, all right, yeah. So look, we all agree.
We'll put that on
a t-shirt. Just not that into you. Just keep it moving. And
keep it moving and get a therapist.
To express yourself. You can't just like dump it on one person.
Stop saying bro wasn't intentional.
Right.
He intentionally kept his distance from you after your outburst and his long-ass conversation.
When he turned his face away on FaceTime, it's because he was bored and intentionally looking away because he couldn't do it anymore.
And cut out the paragraphs, yo. Like, you write in the book. I'm not reading that.
One more thing. That's what I'm saying. Whenever you feel like doing this, what you just did to us, pull out that little journal app on your phone and just do it in there. And don't tell him either. Just do it in there. Then then summarize that into three sentences and tell him that.
There you go. Great advice, Kara.
Gems.
Join a book club. Get a therapist. So say the guru.
Join a book club.
It's nasty work. It's nasty.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. Never weakness.
It's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg. We got a sunshiny weekend ahead. How y'all feel?
Hello.
Hello. Yellow. What we talking about? Let me see. I'm thinking, based on this forecast, well, there's a 7% chance of rain right now, though. But after that clears up and gets through the day, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all sun. Now, it does get down in the 20s, and the highs are in the mid to low 40s. But it's sun, and we'll take it. So happy weekend, happy Friday, and let's get to Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
You're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
So I guess there was a big fight between Trey Songz and Jacquees. So Jacquees shared via Instagram that Trey Songz he's showing, pulled out his dreads at a club in Dubai. It was like five of them that he showed. And he basically said, look, there's a lot of cursing in this caption, but he says he claims it was over some girls. But yeah, it doesn't look good.
Well,
it doesn't look good.
Wait, fighting over girls?
That's what Jacquees is, caption basically is trying to say. Is a lot of bitches thrown around, you know what I mean? But then he definitely calls him a rapist.
Oh,
that's not what you want. I mean, he also says, for as long as Trey's ever trying to play anywhere from Atlanta to Florida, he's going to have a problem.
Mm. Oh, wow. He put the no-fly order up. No-fly zone on it.
Florida, the Carolinas, Atlanta, all of it. He said they will be there ready.
Wow. So Jacquees is calling in the cavalry.
Yeah.
They're going to ride on him, slide on him. Mm. Yeah. And this is all over girls?
I mean, that's what it seems like in the caption, but I guess we'll find out more. But
well,
in other news,
the thing with all the drama that Trey Songz has had over mostly girls, you would think that why are you still out here fighting over girls? You know what I'm saying?
You would think, but, you know. But in other news, guess who was being shady on stage?
Oh.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. I mean, he was performing. You remember we talked about his show that he was having in New York. And he went on stage. And right before he did Cry Me a River, he goes on stage. Look, the audio is it's not that great. So I'll just tell you what he said. he tells the crowd, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely effing nobody. And everybody's like,
I mean, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. I told Rosenberg, like I told you, people are turning heel. This is him being like, yo, I don't give a damn. I'm riding out. Guns blazing. But this was already, I thought they would, like, Britney had tweeted, like, you know, I love Justin's new song and I love blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Yeah.
But now, did you see where Britney responded here?
Yes. Then she had a response. It was like, someone told me someone was talking ish about me in the streets. Do you want me to bring it to court, or will you go home crying to your mom like you did last time? I'm not sorry.
Oh, man. Let's get it cracking.
Oh, messy.
I told you guys I felt a little bad for Justin when the book came out. But this is not reading the room well. This is...
It was unnecessary.
That's an unforced error.
Yeah, just go be great, put on a good show. People love you for what you do.
But why can't he speak his truth? Why can't he tell... Everybody else get to say how they feel in their books and do all type of stuff. Why he can't say how he feel?
He can.
He did.
But ain't gonna play great.
Well, so, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he's not worried about that.
Well,
I mean, obviously...
I guess not.
All right, listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing, playing as Justin Timberlake. Run it. We got new Justin Timberlakes. I'm supporting.
That's your Flash and Lights report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flash and Lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
You're checking out Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.